Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Mbombela 22, Johannesburg 21.
Just a reminder, Diepsloot, N14 westbound, there's been a crash between the R511 and the R114 Diepsloot exits. That's causing queuing traffic there.
Gauteng police are monitoring an area in Germiston in Ekurhuleni following yesterday's eviction protests. Residents blocked the entrances to streets with rubble and burning tyres in an attempt to prevent officials from evicting them. Police spokesperson Tabiso Mahota says that they were executing a court order relating to the evictions of unlawful occupants in the low-cost rental stock.
During the operation, protesters touched the Home Affairs building. The operation still continued in evicting those that had occupied illegally. Currently, the situation is calm and with just people waiting for transportation and looking after their belongings.
In other big news this morning, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation says South Africa rejects the US State Department's reports on human rights practices in the country. The executive summary to the US report on South Africa states that the human rights situation in the country significantly worsened during the year. Here's DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Piri.
The report's reliance on acontextual information, discredited accounts, and distorted facts is highly concerning. For example, it cites a case where farm workers were killed and fed to pigs as an extrajudicial killing. We register our profound disappointment with this report.
The DA says Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen's strong leadership is vital to protecting jobs and growing South Africa's agricultural trade despite the 30% US tariffs. The party highlights new markets opening in Asia and the Middle East for avocados, maize, beef and more under Steenhuisen's guidance. For more, go to jackaroundfm.com and click on news. Our Education and Training Minister has come to the defence of his deputy despite her name previously featured in the scrapped lists of CETA board members. She, who is the former Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, was among the names put forward by Stacked Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngubane. Ngubane was accused of pushing for political bloated process while she later evoked the list. Speaking at a media briefing in Tswane, Namlela says that Dube Boke had no say in either appointment.
The decision initially to get her appointed was not her decision. And similarly, the decision to appoint as deputy minister is not her decision. And I don't know if we should really ask her to defend decisions that were not hers. So we will act swiftly in making sure that we close the process as it relates to the CETA board's chairpersons.
And finally, Beyoncé has won an Emmy Award for her Beyoncé Bowl halftime show, which aired on Netflix. This is Beyoncé's first Emmy Award. She has been nominated for 10 others without victory. This also takes her halfway to the EGOT with her 35 Grammy Awards. I'm Chanel September, Mornings on Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.